This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 2 Advent Tuesday. First posted December 11, 2007. Isaiah 35:1-10. The coming of Messiah. Isaiah paraphrase. The barren wilderness will blossom and become lush, fertile and beautiful, with joy and singing. Lebanon, Carmel, and Sharon are examples of beauty, lushness and fertility. The glory and majesty of the Lord will be revealed and they will rejoice. Let those with weak hands, feeble knees and fearful hearts be strengthened and encouraged and fear not, because our God is coming, with vengeance and recompense, to save us. Then the sight of the blind and the hearing of the deaf will be restored, the lame will become agile, the mute will sing for joy. Springs of water will break forth in the wilderness and streams will irrigate the desert. Instead of burning sand there will be pools of water. Barren wastelands will become swamps. There will be a highway, known as the Holy Way. The unclean, unrepentant sinners won't be allowed, and fools shall not make mistakes on it. Predators and ravenous beasts will not be found there. The highway is for the redeemed of the Lord, who have been ransomed from sin and death, and they shall return to Zion, the eternal city of God, rejoicing. They will have everlasting joy and gladness, and there shall be no more sorrow or suffering. Commentary: John the Baptizer heralded the first advent, coming, of the Messiah in the wilderness, Luke 3:1-17. The glory and majesty of the Lord are revealed in Jesus. Jesus opened the fountain of salvation in the wilderness of this world and the barrenness of human hearts. It is that spiritual fountain which causes the wilderness of our lives to blossom and become fertile, and that fountain is the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 7:37-39, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. It is that spiritual fountain which gives eternal life. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. God's Word promised that the coming of the Messiah would be attended by healing and restoration of the blind, deaf, mute and lame, and this was fulfilled in Jesus, Matthew 11:2-6. Jesus healed physical disabilities in fulfillment of the scripture, but that physical healing was intended to show that he can also heal spiritual disabilities, spiritual blindness and deafness, and can raise us from physical and spiritual death to eternal life. The gift of the Holy Spirit within us is the fullest revelation of God the Father and Jesus Christ to us personally and individually. It is the testimony of the Holy Spirit within us that strengthens and reassures us and calms our fears. Through the Holy Spirit we experience God's love. We can rejoice in and pray for the second coming, knowing that the Lord will vindicate and save us. Jesus is the only way, John 14:6, the highway to Zion, the eternal city of God in heaven, and to eternal life. No evildoers, no unrepentant sinners, disobeyers of God's word, will be allowed on that highway. The way of salvation is not too difficult for even the simplest, least educated, of people, but those who are spiritually reckless and insincere will not be allowed. Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross is the one and only sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of our sins, disobedience of God's word, and our salvation from God's eternal condemnation and destruction, Acts 4:12, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Jesus paid the price which ransoms us from the slavery and punishment of sin and eternal death. Jesus is the only way to everlasting joy and gladness in paradise restored in heaven. Forgiveness and salvation are free gifts from God, to be received by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:8-9. God fulfilled his promise to send a Savior and eternal King in Jesus' first coming, and God's word promises that Jesus will return on the day of judgment and will judge the living and dead, 1 Peter 4:5, in both the physical and spiritual senses. Everyone who has ever lived will be accountable to him for what they have done in this lifetime, John 5:28-29. Those who have trusted and obeyed Jesus will receive eternal life in heaven with the Lord. Those who have rejected and have refused to obey Jesus will receive eternal destruction in hell with all evil. Matthew 25:31-46. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.